You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Mr. Joshua Ferris, the founder and lead photographer at Ferris Photos. Joshua runs Ferris Photos with his wife, Carice, serving the Texas area as well as traveling the world for destination weddings. Mr. Ferris, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
So tell us, Joshua, how do you suggest for one to stand out in a saturated market like photography?
Oh, man. So there's a couple things that somebody can do, an entrepreneur can do in a saturated market. I truly think the very first thing that somebody can do is perfect their craft. It's not done overnight, of course, but as you continue on your journey of entrepreneurship and as a photographer, perfecting your craft is number one because nobody wants crappy pictures, you know? So they can definitely perfect their craft and then take advantage of every opportunity that you get. There's no job too small, no job too big. And every opportunity that you get commissioned or paid to shoot and somebody trusts you enough and thinks enough of you, make the most of that and focus really hard on the details. But I think at the end of the day, how one can stand out in the saturated market, just to hustle. You got to work hard. You got to go the extra mile. I know those sound super cliche, but just in kind of my journey of as a photographer, I started out working really hard, which meant, you know, doing everything. And then I kind of, you know, built a team of people. First person being my wife, she helped me keep this thing going and getting those right people around you. And then after that, it's when you're freeing yourself up to do what you really love. Then you innovate, you know, you do something new, you try something, you experiment, and then you bring something to the industry that nobody else has seen. And that's, you know, how I've stood out and how others can stand out in the market as well.
Great advice. I like it. Now, finding your own style and showcasing your own creativity is certainly the key. Now, how can you implement your own uniqueness into your business?
Yeah. So, and with creativity is such a... it includes so much. But I think, you know, you can implement your own uniqueness into your business just by being yourself, presenting your own personality any way you can. You know, you are the only you, and that is really where your power is when it comes to being unique. Nobody can be you. So I think in doing that, you've got to get to know yourself first, right? You've got to get to know who you are and where your gifts are and what you're good at and what you like to do. So getting to know yourself, and then once you get to know yourself, knowing where your power comes from and your strength comes from so you can empower others. So you always want to play to your strength. If you're a great marketer, you know, focus on creating some amazing campaign for your business. You know, if you're a people person, be the first person that people talk to when they get introduced to your business. I mean, at the end of the day, if you're a photographer and you're great at creating emotional images or you're an off-camera flash wizard, you know, play your strengths, and then over time you will see that people start commissioning you or coming to your business for those things that you're doing very well. So at the end of the day, if you want to, you know, implement some your own uniqueness, is play to your strengths, be who you are, just be who God made you to be, and as you continue to be that person, you'll start to see that people come to you for those things.
Excellent. Today we're joined by Mr. Joshua Ferris, the founder and lead photographer at Ferris Photos. Joshua runs Ferris Photos with his wife, Carice, serving the Texas area as well as traveling the world for destination weddings here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Nowadays with social media, the competition is more than ever before. It seems as though having a talent isn't enough. How do you compete with your competitors, especially with social media playing a factor?
Most definitely. You know, when I first started, I think most entrepreneurs can relate to this, but, you know, you look to your right and left as your competitors, right? What I've had to learn over time is, I'm competing with nobody except myself. You know, it's tough not to compare yourself, but everybody's journey is different. And so what we try to, you know, who we try to compete with is ourselves, and make sure that today we're doing better than we did yesterday. We always tell ourselves our next shoot is going to be our best shoot, right? So, and ways that we try to do that is through marketing, of course. You know, everybody on social, everybody has an iPhone, pretty much. Everybody has a smartphone, so everybody can take pictures. So everybody's a photographer. But how do we become professionals? How do we make sure that we get sought after? Is a lot of that is through marketing. And that's, you know, marketing is super broad as well. But when it comes to that, we want to make sure we have a plan. You know, we want to make sure we have a plan in place, and that it's definitely strategic, and that we have the right people in place doing that. So, we have a marketing team who helps us with those things, so we can go do what we love to do, which is shoot. And then also consistency. How do we stand out with social media kind of taking over the world? Be consistent, especially on social media. You know, you don't want to be a friend, quote unquote, on social media who never hangs out with the crowd. You know, so be consistent with your and be consistent and present. Sorry, with your followers who are on social media. And then, like I said before, you want to put out great work. Nothing replaces talent. You know what I mean? Having a great product, nothing can replace that. So you want to make sure that you're putting out great work, because, I mean, nobody wants crappy photos. And if you put out a crappy product, you won't compete. So we want to make sure we're doing everything in excellence and making sure that our clients really love the product that we put out. And when it comes to social media, as far as that, you know, we want to make sure that we're putting out our best work as well. You know, if it doesn't have anything new to offer our feed, or, you know, what we have, our current campaign that's running, we don't put it out. You know, we want to continue to raise the bar. That's how we compete with ourselves. What was the last thing you put out? Was great? Good. Okay, let's go put out something better. And then you also want to be engaging. And then when you engage with people, be yourself, be personable, and let them know that you're a real person. And then lastly, when it comes down to social media and competition, something that really helps us is to realize, you know, our work isn't for everybody. We won't win every contract. We won't win every bid. And not everybody will love our work, but that's okay. So when we realize that, it freed us up to love the people and appreciate the people and show gratitude to the people who do love our work. And once you do that, once you put out those vibes of thankfulness, gratitude, appreciation, it comes right back in waves. So, you want to make sure that people who do love the work, you show that love and reciprocate it back by being engaging and being consistent in your presence on social media and all of that. And then the ones who don't, you know, everybody has their opinions and freedom of speech, right? You live in America, which is great. So you allow them to do that and refer them to other photographers. But, yeah, so you're right. Social media is taking over, but there's definitely ways that you can compete in that saturated market.
Really great advice, and certainly appreciate your sharing what's working for you and from your perspective and experience. Now tell us, what is your secret weapon and how you do what you do?
Absolutely, absolutely. My secret weapon would definitely have to be my faith in God, and definitely my wife. Yeah, so my faith definitely keeps me encouraged, keeps me going. That's where I draw my power from. You know, so everybody, you know, has to have something that gives them their power, their strength, and mine happens to come from Jesus. So I definitely have to keep on the forefront of, you know, just my daily life and activity. And then also my wife. You know, when I was working as a mechanical engineer for NASA, I wanted to definitely, you know, give up my side gig as a photographer. I had started the business when I was in college. We started dating when we were in college, and eventually got engaged. And when I was working as an engineer, I was like, man, this is a lot. You know, I was, you know, waking up early, 6 o'clock, going to work, coming back, working on my business, going to bed, 2 o'clock. And after that, I was like, this is too much. And so she was like, I'll help you. You know, she helped me some in college, where she was, you know, posing and helping shoot and design sets and everything like that. And then she took on even more responsibility and said, you know, I handle all your emailing and booking and every, you know, a lot of the business, and where all you do have to go to work, and then I'll let you know when you have shoots. So she definitely kept me going, and she definitely keeps me encouraged. So she's definitely my secret weapon, and she's helped the business so much to what it is today. And, you know, she's just a creative guru, and I can't show her enough appreciation for what, you know, she's just done for me as a person in the business as well. So, you know, that kind of goes back to what I was saying before, you know, have the right people around you, and they'll continue just to lift you up. So
I certainly do appreciate your bringing up the secret weapon and how that is so important. I can relate, and there's nothing like it. And again, thanks for pointing that out. Lastly, if you had one piece of advice, what would that be?
Yeah, I mean, I would definitely tell you to not give up. You know, have faith, keep God first, don't quit. And every opportunity that you have, especially as an entrepreneur, it's so important that we give back to others. I consider entrepreneurship, you know, that's the American dream, you know. You have the freedom to do what you want and to create whatever you want. We shouldn't take that for granted. So in every opportunity, just to give back, whether it's a product, whether it's your time, or whether it's just an encouraging word or hope, you know, as an entrepreneur, you got to have so much faith in something. You know, you got so much encouragement coming from somewhere for you to continue to go on, because you definitely have your ups and downs. But if you're blessed enough to be an entrepreneur and have the opportunity to chase your dreams, don't let those, you know, those blessings stop you from doing that. So, and if you're blessed enough to be an entrepreneur and have the opportunity to chase them, don't let the blessings stop with you. Extend that hope and passion that you have to others.
Joshua, thanks so much for spending a moment with us here today on Enterprise Radio. Before you go, where can listeners get all the details on Ferris Photos, and how can one be in touch?
Absolutely. You can find us on the internet, and all social medias. Of course, our internet site is ferrisphotos.com, PHARRIS, photos.com. And then also on all social media is Ferris Photos, at Ferris Photos. And that's where you can find a lot of our work at. We would love to be able to accommodate your private events, your family events, your family photos, or any corporate work. So, and you can find all that information online.
Again, Joshua, our pleasure to have had you with us. Continued success, and thanks for spending a moment with us here today on Enterprise Radio. All the best.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Mr. Joshua Ferris, the founder and lead photographer at Ferris Photos, serving the Texas area, as well as traveling the world for destination weddings. And for all the details, visit ferrisphotos.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check out our new live location, as we are now streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live, with a new app coming soon to accompany our live stream in the coming weeks. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio as well for your listening convenience. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.